In Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik taught that the world stands on three things: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. The Abar Benel explains that the following three Mishnais after that are each expanding on one of those three things. The previous Mishnah from Antignus Ishsoichoi talked about serving Hashem out of love and fear. That corresponds to Avodah, that the world stands on us serving Hashem. More specifically, it refers to Karbonos and Davening, but it's also the general term for serving Hashem. That's the previous Mishnah. This Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad, expands on the first of those three, which is that the world stands on Torah. Now, in terms of the Mesorah, the passing down of the Torah from generation to generation since Moshe Rabbeinu, we've now reached the period of the Zugos, which literally means the pairs, and for the majority of the rest of the Perek, we're going to see how the Mesorah passes through the Zugos. Who exactly are these pairs? They were the two leaders of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was the leading based in the court, containing 71 judges, and in the coming Mishnayos, the first of the two Tanoim mentioned in each pair was the Nossi. He was the leader of the Sanhedrin, and the second one mentioned in each pair was the Av Beis Din, and he was sort of the deputy head of the Sanhedrin. And the first Zug, the first pair, was Yosef ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda. Yosef ben Yoezer, the man who lived in and led the people of Tzreda. The Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim, and Yosef ben Yochanan, the man who lived in and led the people of Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem, they received the Torah from them, from the previous part of the chain of the Mesorah. Now, although they received it from Antignus Yisoichai, who was an individual, so the Mishnah really should have said that they received the Torah from him, not from them. So some explain that they were originally the students of Shimon HaTzadik until he died, and then they became the students of Antignus Yisoichai. Others explain that they received the Torah from Antignus Yisoichai and the other Talmidei Chachomim who were with him in his generation. Be it as it may, Yosef ben Yoezer says, in order to expand on the idea of Torah, Yehi Beischa Beisvad LaChachomim, your house should be a house of meeting for Talmidei Chachomim. Try to make Torah, the sound of Torah, to fill your house. Honor and help these Talmidei Chachomim. Lehavi Mes Abik Ba'afer Agleihem, which literally means that you should become dusty from the dust of their feet. It's like when somebody's walking, so dust flies from underneath their feet backwards upon each step that they take. The Mishnah is sort of saying that you should be so close to the Talmidei Chachomim that, metaphorically speaking, you should become dusty from their feet. And as well as that, the Mishnah says that Sheisa Betzomes Divrayim, and you should drink thirstily their words. Always seek to be learning from these great righteous people. Build a connection with Talmidei Chachomim. And the Sfarno notes that the Mishnah doesn't say that you should drink thirstily their words of Torah. It said you should drink thirstily their words. Because when you connect yourself to really great people, then all of their words, even when they're talking about other things, which seem to be mundane, even from those words you can learn something. And the main idea of this Mishnah is to build as close a connection as possible to Talmidei Chachomim, who are full of the knowledge of Torah. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos, he elaborates on an extremely fundamental point which can be taken from this last part of the Mishnah. In general, when somebody is thirsty for some water, so the more time he goes without having water, the more thirsty he gets, until finally he gets that cup of water and he drinks the water, and once he's drunk the water, he's no longer thirsty. Now, this Mishnah is telling us that on a constant basis, one is supposed to drink the words of Talmidei Chachomim with thirst. And the implication is that the thirst for Torah is very different to the thirst for physical things like water. In the physical world, the longer you go without something, without that water, it could be that your thirst increases. But once you've had that water, you're no longer thirsty. However, when it comes to Torah, once you've heard one word of Torah from the Talmidei Chachomim, that doesn't satisfy you. You're supposed to, and the natural thing that happens is that the more Torah you learn, the more you become thirsty for it. And the more Torah you fill your mind with, the more you want it, the more you connect to it. And even for somebody who doesn't necessarily feel that thirst of the Torah, the biggest piece of advice for him to feel that thirst of Torah, to feel that desire and yearning and love for Torah, is to learn the Torah itself. And the more you learn with clarity, you learn the part of Torah which you like most, the more you do it and put effort into it, the more you enjoy it, the more thirsty you become for it. And even if at the beginning that thirst doesn't come, it reaches a point where somebody does put enough effort into it, and eventually it becomes the most sweetest thing in the world, where one's thirst for it increases the more and more and more one learns. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah elaborates on the third of the three things which was mentioned in Mishnah Base, that the Torah stands on Torah Aveda, and now we are up to Gemilas Chasodim, doing acts of kindness between each other. Yosef ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim. Omer Yosef ben Yochanan, the man who lived in and led the people of Yerushalayim, he would say, your house should be open wide for many guests to come in and to relax and to eat, to be hosted by you. And the members of your household should be poor people, meaning don't only host important and respectable people who you feel comfortable with, but even when it's more difficult for you to host people and they are poor, you should still host them with the same level of hospitality and kindness that you would for a more important and respectable person. And continues the Mishnah, Al Tarbes Sicha Ima Isha, and don't have a lot of chatter with a woman. This is connected to the previous parts, because very often one can be led to do inappropriate things, excusing himself that it's part of his chesed, it's kindness, he's being kind to the other people, but one needs to be very careful to make sure that it's not his Yetzihara who is giving him an excuse to do something which is inappropriate for him to be doing. And the Mishnah elaborates, Be'ishte Omru, the Chachomim said this regarding one's own wife, that one shouldn't spend excessive time chatting together. Kal v'chaymer Reish Chaveira, all the more so, would this be true regarding somebody else's wife? Mekan Omru Chachomim, from here the Chachomim said, Kol z'man sh'olamar b'sichon isha, any time that a person increases the level of chatting with a woman unnecessarily, Goyim ro'al atzma, he causes bad for himself. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that one of the names of the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah has many names, and one of the names which he has is Ra. And according to this, he interprets the Mishnah as saying, the one who is led after his desires in this area, this causes him to be led after his Yetzirah, and to follow his Yetzirah in other areas, even which aren't necessarily so related to this particular area. However, due to the strong temptations which one has in this area, the more one follows his Yetzirah over here, the more power one's Yetzirah gains over him, and sort of you have the opposite effect of what we had in the previous Mishnah, where the more one learns Torah, the more thirsty he becomes for that, and the easier it gets to learn Torah, and the greater his love for Torah becomes. Here you have quite the opposite effect, where following one's Yetzirah in this area will increase the challenges in many other areas of one's growth. And as well as that, the Mishnah continues, Uvotam Divrei Torah. This causes him to waste time from learning the words of Torah, V'sof Yorish Gehenim, and ultimately he will end up inheriting Gehenim, meaning because his Yetzirah will just increase, and the more he follows it, the harder it will be to stop listening to the Yetzirah in this area, until he'll end up doing severe Averas Chas V'Shalom. Mishnah Vov, Yeshua ben Perachya, V'nitai Ha'arbeli Kiblu Mehem. Yeshua ben Perachya, who was the Nossi, the head of the Sanhedrin, V'nitai Ha'arbeli, who was the Avbeistin, the deputy head, they received the Torah, they were the Talmidim of Yosef ben Yo'ezer and Yosef ben Yochanan. Yeshua ben Perachya, Imer Yeshua ben Perachya said, Asel Chorav, you should make for yourself a teacher, and although one, of course, should try to learn from all Talmid Chachomim, like we've seen in these Mishnahs already, nevertheless, the Mishnah uses the singular term, you should make for yourself a teacher, because one is supposed to appoint for himself one particular person who is going to be his main Rav, that he will follow. And it could be that for different areas you might appoint a specific Rav. Let's say for asking halachic questions, one is supposed to have one particular Rav that they ask their halachic questions to. And they always follow that Rav for halachic matters. And that will be a fulfillment of this Mishnah, having one particular Rav who they ask halachic questions to. And that's not a contradiction to having a particular Rav to ask advice from, for example. The point is one should have a specific main rabbi that they can ask questions to, at least for each given area of Torah. Secondly, you should acquire for yourself a friend. Once again, the Mishnah uses the singular term, which implies that, of course, other than certainly having lots of friends to whom one is close, one should also put efforts into having one specific friend who he is perhaps even closer to and more comfortable to discuss real important matters in his spiritual growth and how he can become a better person. And thirdly, the Mishnah says, "Eidonis kol adam chaschus," one should judge every person favorably. This, of course, is an extremely hard middle to work on. Our natural reaction when we see somebody doing something which seems to be a little bit wrong is not to judge him favorably. And indeed, the Chiddush Yarim said that he worked on this middle for 7 years to judge people favorably in a good light. The truth is, the Sfas Emes actually learns from the wording of this Mishnah a great technique for judging people favorably. He notes that the Mishnah says that v'donis kol ha'odom l'chavsuchus. You should judge the entire person favorably. It should have said v'donis kol odom l'chavsuchus. You should judge every person favorably. But the Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says you should judge the entire person favorably. Says the Sfas Emes, when you see somebody doing something which looks like he shouldn't be doing that. So if you look at this specific thing, you're right. You have every right to not judge him favorably, and he should not be doing this. But think for a second. This is one tiny aspect of the entire person. You have no idea what all of the factors are in this person's life which could have caused him to do this. So many factors which, if you knew all of the facts, it could so possibly be that he's not doing anything wrong. And even if he is doing something wrong, compare it to the entire person, the rest of him, all of the areas where his greatness does shine through. And then it's going to be so much easier to judge him favorably even for this tiny thing when you look at the bigger picture of the entire person. Mishnah Zayin, Nitar HaRbeili, Oymer Nitar HaRbeili says that it's true that the previous Mishnah taught us to judge everybody favorably and to look at them in a good light. However, this can also lead to a certain danger if we're discussing people who are genuinely wicked people who have strayed off the path of Torah, then you should make sure not to get too close to them. Harchei mishachin ra. Distance yourself from a bad, wicked neighbor. V'al tzchaber l'rasha. Don't connect yourself to a rasha, to a bad person. V'al tzchaber l'aparanus. And on a related point, don't give up from the punishment. Meaning when you see wicked people who are thriving in this world, and it doesn't seem to be like they're being punished at all for their wicked acts, don't give up and think, it must be that there's no such thing as punishment. A time will come, Hashem will punish them, be it in this world, be it in Olam Haba. Everybody is going to be punished and rewarded for every act which they've ever done. Even if we don't see the immediate punishment or reward, that is not an indication that it doesn't exist.